Hello, my name is Brian Jacobs from Hypnotic Solutions. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist. The purpose of this recording is to give you information about hypnosis, to dispel some of the myths, and actually give you an experience of hypnosis on track 2, which is an actual hypnotic induction for stress reduction. I'm going to explain why this unique combination of neuro-hypnotic techniques is the most powerful method for getting results with stopping smoking. Many people stop smoking and then start again. We are only interested in permanent change. We are going to talk about how the conscious and subconscious mind works. We're going to talk about our unique combination of hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming, which takes hypnosis to an even greater level of effectiveness. And we're going to compare hypnosis to other methods of emotional and behavioural change and answer all the commonly asked questions about hypnosis while you listen in the comfort of your car or personal stereo or at home. By the way, Track 2 is not to be listened to while driving, or in fact doing anything other than sitting or lying down with your eyes closed. Let's start by explaining a little bit about what hypnosis actually is and what it isn't. Hypnotherapy is a profession. There's nothing strange or mysterious about it. Hypnotherapy is a profession just like any other profession. And as a profession, we are leading the way for smoking cessation, weight control, dealing with phobias, and many other things. And we're going to explain why we are leading the way. First of all, let's talk about the mind. Did you know that your mind has two parts to it? Your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Now, your conscious mind is everything that you are aware of right now. For example, you may be aware of the sound of my voice speaking to you. You may be aware of the feeling of the chair that you're sitting in if you're sitting down, or the colours around you as you look around. However, you can only be consciously aware of a few pieces of information at any moment in time. In fact, your conscious mind can only process between 5 and 9 pieces of information at any moment in time. Your subconscious mind, however, is processing over 2 million pieces of information every second. It's your autopilot. It runs your life for you. It's been building habits for you perfectly since the day you were born. In fact, everything you do is an unconscious habit. The way you brush your teeth, which shoe you put on first thing in the morning, even breathing. Right now, you don't have to think, breathe in, breathe out. The autonomic nervous system is run by your subconscious mind and it breathes for you. It pumps blood around your body and it takes care of all automatic functions. If you are listening in your car right now, you don't have to think about driving because it's automatic. But there was a time when you were learning to drive when you had to think, look in the mirror, change gears, indicate, turn the wheel, where it was an overload for the tiny conscious mind. But then the little conscious mind downloaded the information into the powerful subconscious mind and those things all became automatic habitual behaviours. What hypnosis does is really quite simple. Instead of having to practice to acquire a new habit or to get rid of an old unwanted habit, hypnosis enables us to communicate directly with the subconscious mind and cut out the practicing stage altogether. When the conscious mind does something a few times, the subconscious mind says, "Aha, I'll do that job for you," and it takes it on board as a habit. Now, some of those habits are useful, like driving a car or riding a bicycle. Some of those habits aren't, such as smoking or overeating. Now you can try, and you probably have tried, to change these unhealthy habits with conscious willpower. But the far more powerful subconscious mind will protect its habits. Otherwise, a person could forget how to drive a car in the middle of driving, or forget how to swim while in the middle of a lake. It's a survival mechanism that the subconscious mind protects its habits. This is why there's a battle going on inside, an inner conflict between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind whenever you try to stop smoking or lose weight. The simple fact of life is that we as human beings are creatures of habit. And if we have a method of controlling habits in a quick, easy way, then we can take control of our lives. Hypnosis, when it's done correctly, is that method. So where do habits come from? Well, let's look at smoking. Most people have tried a cigarette when they were younger. Some persisted through all the coughing and the spluttering and the dizziness and the burning eyes, not to mention the awful taste. And they repeated this behaviour until the subconscious mind said, OK, let's make it an automatic habit. And from that moment on, you became a smoker. Now you can, of course, say to yourself, I will not smoke, I will not smoke, I will not smoke. But then you find yourself wanting to reach for one, because the conscious mind is like the minute tip of an iceberg, and the subconscious mind is like the iceberg itself. It's bigger, it's stronger, and it's far more powerful. Whenever you have conscious willpower versus subconscious imagination, then imagination will invariably win. What are you really imagining when you're thinking, don't reach for a cigarette, don't smoke a cigarette? That's right. You're imagining actually smoking that cigarette, which is why, ironically, the harder that you try not to smoke the cigarette, the more you want to. This explains why some behavioural programs have a moderate degree of success by redirecting people's minds away from the feeling of deprivation and towards a feeling of freedom and elation at being a non-smoker. Now, this can work if the person associates a strong enough feeling of elation and freedom to being a non-smoker. But more often than not, this isn't enough if it's the only approach used. The reason why hypnosis is so powerful for changing unconscious habits and behaviours is because you don't have to consciously try over and over again to think a certain way, to feel a certain way, or behave a certain way. Hypnosis can make it instant and automatic, because it gives us the ability to communicate directly with the subconscious mind, the place where all habits are kept. At this point, let's dispel some of the myths about hypnosis and say what it is and what it isn't. Hypnosis is simply a state of relaxation. We often say to clients before a session, don't expect to feel hypnotized. Just expect to feel relaxed. Now, we have all seen those old films and stage shows, and sometimes it seems as though the person, from the outside, is under some strange state and under the control of the hypnotist. But it is really only a state of relaxation. It is a very familiar feeling. In fact, we all go in and out of the state of hypnosis throughout the day, which is why, when some people ask, "Can I be hypnotized?" we always tell them that anyone can be hypnotized, because we are all going in and out of trance states all day long. For example, have you ever been at a red light and all of a sudden you hear the honk honk of a car and you look up to find that the light is now green, but you drifted into a relaxed state, which is sometimes called the alpha brainwave state, which is a state of light to medium hypnosis. So you see, it's a very familiar state because we are drifting in and out of various states of hypnosis all day long. One question we always get asked is, what does it feel like to be hypnotized? Well, the answer is that a lot of people don't feel any different when they are hypnotized to their normal conscious waking state. And they often tell us that they were just sitting there going along with it, which is the right thing to do, because it isn't until they were coming out of hypnosis that they realized just how deeply relaxed that they had been. Perhaps the biggest misconception that we want to put right is that we cannot control your mind. We can't make you do anything that you don't want to do. But we can help you easily do something that you do want to do. We often say to people that if I were to suggest to you while you're sitting in the chair that you'll go out and rob every bank in London and then bring me the money, you would simply refuse. Unless, of course, you're a bank robber who's come to conquer the fear and build motivation. But we wouldn't do a session for that anyway. We just turn them away. In fact, we do turn away about 1 or 2% of people who come to us for hypnotherapy. If we don't think that you'll get results, we won't take your money, we won't work with you. And that helps us maintain our high record of success. Which is why, for smoking cessation, we are able to offer free backup support. The point I'm making is that if I were to put a suggestion in that you disagree with, it will be filtered out by the deeper structures of your subconscious mind, your ethics, your morals, your values and beliefs, which is why we tailor our program so carefully. The next big myth is people say, will I lose my memory? And we say, of course not. You will be aware of everything that goes on in the session, and it will be as if you are just sitting there in the chair with your eyes closed, deeply relaxed, and that's it. Here's another one that some people ask. They say, is it possible that one could get stuck in the hypnotic state? Well, that's like saying, I sat down and closed my eyes to relax and listen to my favourite music, and I got stuck there. It never happens and it never will. In fact, when people question the safety of hypnosis, we often remind them that several years ago, the government did an 18-month investigation into hypnosis after a schizophrenic tried to sue a famous stage hypnotist. Of course, in the end, not only was the case dismissed, but the really good news that came out of that situation for our profession was that the government concluded that hypnosis is 100% safe. So now we know that hypnosis is totally safe. It's a normal, natural, everyday state. The next question is, does it work? Since the British Medical Association and the American Medical Association approved clinical hypnosis in the 1950s, there have been many important scientific research papers and academic books written that contain countless studies on the effectiveness of hypnosis. For example, there was one study done by Dr. von Dedendroth, MD, printed in the American Journal of Clinical Hypnosis in January 1968. He used hypnosis to help 1,000 people stop smoking, and he then followed up after 18 months to check the results. Out of 1,000 smokers, after 18 months, he found that with his methods of hypnosis, 94% had remained non-smokers. This was one of the most impressive studies done at that time. In October 1992, the respected New Scientist magazine reported on a study of the various ways of stopping smoking involving 72,000 people. The first paragraph stated that, quote, hypnosis is the most effective way of giving up smoking, unquote. Our approach combines the best of traditional hypnotherapy with neuro-linguistic programming. We are so confident of the technique that we use that we offer free backup support. Now, at this point, you may be a bit curious about my qualifications. Well, I'm a qualified hypnotherapist who has had specialist training in smoking cessation. I'm a member of both the General Hypnotherapy Register and the National Guild of Hypnotists, amongst other hypnotherapy organisations. And I am bound by the ethical rules of all the organisations I'm a member of. So what have we established so far? Is hypnosis safe? The answer is yes. Does hypnosis work for anyone? Well, everyone can be hypnotized, and it certainly does work for the majority of our clients. So why do people continue to smoke, even though it's costing them their health, thousands of pounds a year, and taking literally years off their lives? The answer is simply that they believe it's going to be too hard to quit. Now, we've spoken about the fight between the conscious and the subconscious mind that they have experienced in the past every time that they tried to quit. And we're here to tell you, hypnosis can make it easy. With this understanding in mind, let's look at some of the facts about smoking. Over the years, we have found that smokers quit for three main reasons: to save money, to save time, and perhaps most importantly, to save their health before it's too late. We believe that health comes first, because if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy the extra money that you save or the extra time in which to spend that money. So let's look at health first. The most recent estimates show that around 100,000 people in the UK are killed by smoking every year, accounting for 1/5 of all UK deaths. That's almost 300 deaths a day. If you're a smoker, then just think about this. 50%, that's 1/2 of all regular smokers, will die prematurely because of their smoking habit. So the next time that you offer a friend a cigarette, or a friend offers you one, just think, statistically, one of you will die early. That's shocking. Now, some of you may be thinking, oh, what the hell, I'm only in my 30s or I'm only in my 40s. Well, smokers in their 30s and 40s have 5 times the amount of heart attacks as non-smokers in the same age groups. And we haven't even mentioned cancer. The good news is that after you kick the habit, nicotine leaves your body within 48 hours. And nearly all the time you can literally reverse the damage that you've done to yourself relatively quickly. Now let's talk about time. You're probably wondering, how do you save time by not smoking? Well, you save time in 3 ways. First, let's say it takes 5 minutes to smoke each cigarette. So in a 20-year period, a 20-a-day cigarette smoker spends 730,000 minutes smoking, equivalent to just over 500 days. That's almost 1.5 years smoking. Over a 50-year period, it equates to almost 3.5 years. 3.5 years of wasted time. It's like doing a 3.5-year jail sentence, a slave to smoking. The second way we help you to save time is that by stopping smoking, you can increase your lifespan by about 5 years. And those are healthier 5 years. Add that to 3.5 years that you would have wasted, so you have 8.5 years of health and freedom added to your life. The third way we help you save time is that our program has been streamlined, compressed and improved, so now that it only takes a single session rather than several sessions in order to stop smoking. Let's now talk about how you can not only save money, but why stopping smoking is the greatest investment that you could ever make. And yes, when we say investment, we mean investment. Let me explain why. The average smoker that we see walking through our doors smokes 20 cigarettes a day. Let's suppose the cost of a packet of 20 cigarettes is £8. A 20-a-day smoker spends almost £250 a month, £3,000 a year, on smoking. That's a pay rise of about £3,000 if you stop right now, net of tax. And the average smoker spends over £100,000 in a lifetime. Now let's supposing that you had £300 in your pocket. And if you put that money into a bank or building society, the most that you could, say, earn would be 2% interest a year. So that would give you £6. However, if you invest the same amount in yourself by stopping smoking, you make a 100% return in just over a month. Not a year, but just over a month. From the saving that you make from what you would have spent on cigarettes. And get this, 1,000% return in 1 year, tax-free. Now, if the government came out with a tax-free investment where you would make 1,000% a year, every year for the rest of your life, but you could only invest £300, you'd do it, wouldn't you? Everybody would. Because there is no stock market investment, no city trading scheme. In fact, there is no investment that can produce 1,000% return per year, year after year after year. Which is why stopping smoking is the best investment that you will ever make in your life. Now, we use £300 as a figure because that's the average price of a stop smoking program for hypnosis. Some may charge as little as £75. Usually the underqualified hypnotherapists. Some charge over £1,000, which of course is still a great investment, but the average is around £300. For all the smokers out there, what are your alternatives? The main alternative is nicotine replacement therapy. For example, the patches, the inhalers and the gum. The side effects reported from these products include nausea, indigestion, skin irritations and other skin damage, as well as nightmares. I mentioned the New Scientist report earlier, and in that report it stated that nicotine gum had a success rate of only just over 10%, which is just little more than you get by using willpower. What about the stop smoking wonder drug Zyban? Well, firstly, from the NHS medical records, we know that Zyban is totally ineffective unless it is combined with psychological intervention. Secondly, in a report by GlaxoSmithKline, it is stated that 1 in 1,000 people taking Zyban could experience convulsions that could lead to death. And thirdly, there is a long list of contraindications with this drug. The biggest problem seems to be that when Zyban is combined with other drugs, it often becomes lethal. It's as simple as that. And as for the drug Champix, well, reported side effects include dizziness, as well as reports of suicidal thoughts or behaviour. Now, no one has ever been harmed in any way by hypnosis. On the contrary, the side effects are all positive, with stress reduction, memory improvement, and an increase in self-esteem. These are the side effects from hypnosis. We hope that you found the information on this recording educational and enjoyable. We've mostly used stop smoking as an example of how hypnosis makes it easy for people to change unwanted habits. And we would like to remind you that as well as the Stop Smoking in One Session program, we can also help you with other habits and addictions, weight control, phobias, anxiety, self-confidence, stress reduction, and various other problems. Some of these take more than one session, but the per-session charge is considerably less for multi-session programs than for the one-session stop-smoking program.